You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on April 7th, 2022. This week, we're going to be talking about a church announcing that it is fasting from whiteness for Lent. If you're curious what in the world that means, we're going to talk about that in this episode here today. And even though nothing like that is found in the Bible, we're going to use the Bible today to address it. For links to the story we're talking about, as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/040722. Now for our story this week. Woke Chicago Church is, quote, fasting from whiteness, end quote, for Lent by banning all hymns by Caucasian musicians. From Daily Mail, it says, a Chicago church has announced it will be fasting from whiteness for Lent by abstaining from performing any hymns composed or written by Caucasian musicians. The First United Church of Oak Park announced that for 2022, the church would do a mix of giving something up and taking something on for Lent by not using music written or composed by white people, but instead focus on music from other cultures. In our worship services throughout Lent, we will not be using any music or liturgy written or composed by white people. Our music will be drawn from the African American spiritual tradition, from South African freedom songs, from Native American traditions, and many, many more, the church's website said. A little bit later in the article, it said that First United has even erected an outdoor sign to promote their choice for the 40-day religious observance. A good friend of mine sent me this story, and when I read it, I figured it would be good for us to talk about here on the podcast. The problem here is not necessarily in using songs that were written by people of some certain ethnicity, provided that those songs are scripturally based. In this episode, we're not talking about who wrote the songs that we use in our worship services. Instead, there are a few other points that I want us to consider here today. First, it's important that we understand that Lent is not found in the Bible. This is one of those culturally accepted religious practices that is a matter of human tradition and not scriptural instruction. Jesus did not instruct his disciples to observe anything like Lent. The early church, under the direction of the apostles, did not observe Lent or any similar practice in which they deprived themselves of something for a period of time in order to demonstrate their commitment to Christ or spiritual mindedness or anything else. If something is sinful or is hindering our service to God, we need to give it up permanently. If something is not sinful and not hindering our service to God, then to give it up may, to use the words of Paul, have the appearance of wisdom and self-made religion, but is of no value against fleshly indulgence. It's Colossians 2 and verse 23. Now, someone may say, well, what about fasting? Isn't that basically the same thing as what's going on with Lent? This gets into our next point. So the second point is that fasting is not a public matter. And as we read that article, what this church was giving up for Lent, they were announcing it on billboards that this is what they are giving up for Lent. Jesus specifically condemned those who drew attention to themselves when they were fasting. So if we want to make the jump that Lent is like fasting, if we're going to make that jump, we also need to see what Jesus said, that he specifically condemned those who were drawing attention to themselves for this practice. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven." That's in Matthew 6 and verse 1. And as he goes on in the verses that follow, he talks about different ways that people were practicing their righteousness before men to be noticed by them. One of those ways was fasting. Said in verses 16 through 18, "Whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. If we are fasting or giving up something in order to be noticed by others, then we're doing it wrong. This is a personal matter, not a public one, not something that we put it on a billboard and say, this is what we're giving up. Fasting is a personal matter. The third point on this is that fasting, again, if we're going to connect Lent with fasting, which they are two different things, there are some similarities, but it's not exactly the same thing. But if we want to connect them and say that, well, no, that's what this is basically the same idea. Fasting is to be done for a spiritual purpose. Fasting is often connected with prayer in the Bible, in passages like Matthew 17, 21, Luke 2 and verse 37. It's also described in connection with focusing on spiritual matters, like sending out men to preach in Acts 13 and verse 2, or appointing men to serve as elders as it was done in Acts 14 and verse 23. It was never done in connection with taking some position on political or social issues, which is being what this church is doing by this practice of their observance of Lent and what they are giving up for Lent. Again, not exactly the same thing as fasting, but the closest parallel to anything in the New Testament would be that, and that's not the reason why this was done. Now, for more on fasting, and incidentally, a lot of times this is a topic that people say that, well, Christians don't talk about fasting. We do need to talk about fasting. We do need to understand what the Bible teaches about it. And I'll have a link to an outline for a sermon I preached a few years ago on the subject of fasting titled New Testament Teaching About Fasting. That's going to be in the show notes. So if you are interested in learning more about fasting and what the Bible does teach about it, then you can check out that sermon outline that will be linked in the show notes. The fourth point that I want us to consider here is that what this church is doing is a misguided attempt to address the problem of racism. They were singling out the songs that were written by those who were white and say, well, we're going to only use the songs that are written by other ethnicities or people of other races. So this was done to address the problem of racism, but as I said, is a misguided attempt to do this. There are several reasons why racism is wrong. Number one, all men are made in the image of God. Number two, all men are descended from one man. Number three, all are one in Christ. And related to that, Jesus died for all, not just for a certain group of people or a certain race or certain ethnicity. He died for all. Number four, God does not show partiality. And number five, we are responsible to show love for all men. Now, we went through those points rather quickly, but there's more on each of those. If you check out the article that I wrote on the topic of racism, that will be linked in the show notes. It was part of the series I did on social issues. Those were the points that were addressed in that article. So if you want to read more on those and what the Bible says on each of those points, you can check out that article. But Jesus came to bring all people together in him. Paul wrote in Galatians 3 and verse 28 that there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. One of those differences that would divide people, Jews and Greeks or Jews and Gentiles, Jesus was bringing them together as one. You are one in Christ Jesus. Peter, when he was speaking with the household of Cornelius, said in Acts 10, verses 34 and 35, that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. Since God shows no partiality, we must not show partiality either. So whenever racism exists, especially in the church, and sadly it does exist there. I've had personal experience in having to deal with this in the church. But when it exists, especially in the church, it needs to be addressed. But the way to elevate one race or to defend them from racist feelings or attacks or anything like that is not to attack another race. Recognize the good contributions that have been made by those of one ethnicity, but don't do it in a way that denigrates those of another ethnicity. Celebrate the fact that all men have been made in the image of God. And then the fifth point, that when it comes to the songs that we use in our worship, the factor that is of primary importance is whether or not those songs convey the truths of Scripture in a way that helps the congregation to praise God and to encourage one another. In our singing, we are told in Colossians 3:16 that we are to teach and admonish one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Paul said there that our singing is to do two things. Number one, we are to express praise to God. And number two, we are to teach one another. The ethnicity or race of the author of the song is of less importance, if it is of even any importance at all. Those other two factors, whether we're praising God, whether we're teaching one another, that's what determines whether a song is good and is to be used in our worship service. And in the next verse, after making a point about singing, Paul said in Colossians 3:17 that whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Whatever we do in our service to God, whether it's singing, fasting, anything else we do in our service to God, we need to do it in the name of the Lord. That means it is to be done by his authority and done for the purpose of honoring him. If what we do is motivated by some political ideology, then we have the wrong motivation. So rather than sitting back here and thinking, well, what can we give up for Lent? Maybe we can give up whiteness for Lent. Maybe we can just avoid singing all songs that are written by people who are white and only sing songs by people of other ethnicities. Rather than go down that path, why don't we seek to simply honor the Lord and use his message, his gospel, to help bring all people together in one body to serve and honor the Lord together? That's the mission of the church, not what this church is doing, where they are trying to further divide people based on race. We want people to come together. And the way we come together is through Christ, through his word, by uniting on what he has instructed us to do. So let's be pointing people to that. Let's be trying to have all of us, regardless of our race or ethnicity or background, anything else about us, any differences that might be used by the world to divide us, let's come together, serve the Lord together, follow his word together, and not allow things like this, like what this church is doing in Chicago and what our society is doing, not let those things divide us. For more on this topic, you can check out the show notes for this episode where it has those links that I mentioned. One is that sermon outline on fasting. Other is that article that I mentioned on racism. You can check both of those out. But that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to this story and those other links that I mentioned, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/0407/22. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them. And if you see a news story that you think might make for a good discussion, as I said, this one was one that a friend of mine shared with me and ended up using it here on the podcast. So if you see a news story that you think might make for a good discussion, some other topic that you think could be addressed here, please email that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.